Great to have your company, Adelaide. Hope you're keeping cool. Records are falling everywhere. It's not my lane. I'll get out of it right now as I welcome the man that stays in this lane all day, every day, whether he wants to or not. The one, the only, Al Roker, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Look, what a day. Oh. We've broken records all over the place with the temperatures. It's a furnace out there, Lou. A fair income furnace.
It is. And again, we don't need to tell you, but don't leave anything in your car.
Don't.
Anything.
Don't go there, sister.
And if you've got pleather, oh, jeez, make sure you get the long pants on when you get back in. Oh, I'm telling you, there'll be a lot of burn.
Oh,
where do we start, burn, touching cars, kids touching cars.
Please be safe. Look
all
after
that sort of stuff. Going to run through some of the numbers. We might play a bit of footy number weather lotto.
Yep.
At 46, there's a chance of a bit of Matty Wright.
Well, Rhett Biglands for Port Adelaide.
Back in the day, of course, Mark Blitzarves.
Yeah, there you go.
Earlier today, it was Cameron Ling.
Mm. Paul Patterson, Darryl Wintle for the Crows.
Ruvray.
Paul Ruvray. What a good man he is. He was 45, anyway.
I'll tell you what. Plenty of that to come. And as a result, too, we're giving away a couple of slabs of beer a little bit later in the show. Pirate Life slab of beer. They're doing a wonderful thing. Cheers to Pirate Life Brewing, who are opening their brand new brewery tap room March 2019. They certainly are, and we'll be a part of that.
How does the family get hold of them?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll let you know.
All right. I thought.
It is opening in March 2019. Yeah, I'll just double check now. I still think it's January, so I think there's still time for the family.
Have we got a couple of slabs to give away?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
I'm asking the question, how are we going to give them away?
Pretty straightforward.
What are we doing?
Keep listening. I said a little later in the show.
As a hook.
Can I apologise first up?
I think you're best.
Because I've got some fatigue happening at the moment, and I might just tell you a little bit later on what's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. There is an edition of Jars World Today, family. Be on the lookout for that. I think it'll run for an hour.
No,
as it's happening. We're going to have a dabble and see what's happening at Port Adelaide. Right, and will they follow the role model of Adelaide and announce dual captains out there?
A nice chat.
And today, get your hands together. It's the birthday of the beer can. Happy birthday. 84 years old today, the can. And I want to know later on if you're a can man still. Who's Adelaide's best can man?
Wow.
Not Stubbies. I don't know a lot of blokes that still drink the cans. Pirate Life, make a great can.
When did they first produce the can?
1935 was the can.
Wow.
And the great thing about cans was when I was a young fella going to the cricket, which is on today, first test, Australia v Sri Lanka.
They were batting.
Two for 42. We used to go to the MCG and the old picket fences back then. And when they had the advertising hoardings, it was enough room once you'd crushed a can, metaphorically speaking. You could stack them.
There you go.
And you could keep count.
Yeah. What about when the little kid locked up with his bag to try and collect?
It was met with a roped off area. You shouldn't be here because we're counting.
Fair enough.
And also maybe a passing comment, tell your dad not to come as well. To come and pick them up. All right. Yeah. But today, 133353. Now, give us a call. 133353. Jump on Twitter if you're still out there in it.
Oh.
I mean, if you're still out there on the tools working, I don't want to hear from anyone in an air-conditioned office.
No.
But if you are still out battling these elements, pushing on through.
The furnace.
I want to know why. I want to know why your boss hasn't sent you home.
Just a big ticker, that's why.
I mean, Serena Williams-esque. Rolling ankle, but just keep going. All right, 133353. If you're still working in these conditions, we want to talk to you. We want to maybe, give you a chance to hydrate thanks to Pirate Life.
All right,
give us a buzz right now on the rush hour. Are you ready, Jas?
I'm ready.
Murph's ready, even though he's had no sleep like you. This is crazy.
He's a bit flat, old Murph.
This show could go anywhere today. What's the score up at the Gabba?
What a great song. 42 for two. What a great song.
Good song. Turn it up if you can.
Yeah, I'll
watch out the steering wheel. It's hot.
It's back to 46 degrees. So we hit a new record of 46.2 at about 1:40 this afternoon. Back to 46 now. Triple M, rush hour, Jars and Louis. 46.3 degrees. Twice in one day, we have broken records. 46.3 just before 3 o'clock. Back down to a cool 46 degrees right now. It's hot in the city. It's rush hour. It's Jars and Louis. It's Triple M.
Glenelg's the place to be, Jar, isn't it? What's it there?
Currently 43, Lulu.
All right. Let's just get a quick skip around the globe before we get to the phones of what everyone's doing. What's happening out at your lovely Henley?
Henley, we're currently 44 degrees. Norlunga's 43. Victor Harbour, 45, Lou.
You know at Mount Lofty, got to over 40 for the first time, broke 38 point something.
There you go. Another record. Mount Barker, 45. And Elizabeth, our good friends out there, 46. Is there a pub out there that's given away free beer?
There certainly is.
The Red Lion Hotel?
There, it is. It is. Yeah, could we sneak down there Elizabeth before
North.
We get home?
Elizabeth North. Yeah. Depends what time you told Maz you'd be home.
Doesn't matter.
All right, let's get to the phones. Doesn't matter. Yes, it does.
So here we go.
You got the equivalent of an ankle bracelet, haven't you?
Don't say that. She'll clip you for that.
All right. Why are you working? Let's get to the phones,
Daz from Angle Vale. G'day, Daz.
How are you, fellas?
What are you doing, Dazza?
Why, Daz?
Why? Oh, my boss is a pain in the backside. That's why I'm still out here in the heat.
Oh, in the
transport.
Truck?
Yep. Oh, yeah, in the truck. Yeah, air conditioner works, but it's pointing cold air at me ankle.
Yeah. Well, try and stay cool, mate, and give yourself a deserving knock-off one when you're done, all right, from
well
us.
Done, mate.
Will do.
All right,
see
thanks
you,
for the call, Dazza.
Gail from Wallingford Beach. G'day, Gail.
G'day, how you going?
Gail, are you gardening?
Yeah, I'm a gardener on a farm because if I don't water the trees, then they die. So
down my Ponga way, beautiful part of the world.
What's the temperature there at the moment, Gail?
About 43, 44.
Okay, Lee.
Surely, Gail, it's just once you're done, quick dip down to the ocean on the way home.
Yeah, well, because I live at Aldinga Beach, I might just do that on the way home.
Very nice.
Can Gail have that carton of beer they've given me or not?
Well, look, you're biased to the ladies on this show.
Yes, isn't he? It's so obvious.
Gail, sit tight.
Oh, you should be. If you knew how much I needed a beer, you would be definitely.
Gail, sit tight. A couple more calls to get through, just to be fair.
Rick from Seaton. G'day, Rico.
How you going, all right?
What are you doing out in the heat today, Rico?
Oh, it's not that bad. Just put a couple of windows in, bit of ceiling. Now just go to another job. Should be all right. Not too bad.
How's that for an attitude?
That's a great attitude.
That attitude deserves beers.
Well,
does it not?
We've got two cartons to give away. Well, it's up to you. I've got to give one away and you give one away.
Yeah. As I said, it's no sharing of responsibility on this show. Hey, Ricky boy, you can have yourself a carton of Pirate Life, all right?
You're a champion. You're a champion, mate. No problems at all, mate. No.
What I liked about you, Rick, no fuss, unlike the co-host I work with.
That's right. Like, when I'm finished, I go home. Have a couple of beers, jump in the pool, Bob Jungle.
Lovely. Right tomorrow,
mate.
Lovely.
Thanks, mate.
Let's go to Tea Tree Gully. G'day, Andy.
How you going? All right, fellas?
Mate, you're an air conditioner installer in your steel in it.
We are air conditioning technicians. We are a weird bunch, mate. We are a weird crew, that's for sure.
How many of you?
Oh, mate, there are literally hundreds in Adelaide, but I'm one of 30 that probably works for my company.
Andrew, tell me you haven't been crawling around in a roof today.
Please tell us.
All right, I won't tell you then.
Oh, dear.
Oh, tell us then.
Oh, how many dead rats have you seen?
Yeah, possums.
No, we're in those hot roofs, hot, dirty, dusty roofs.
That's tough.
All that blown-in insulation and, working on the stinking hot galvanised roofs.
That's courage.
I know. That would be at least 55 on a day like today inside a roof.
Oh, 60. Oh, at least. Yeah, for sure. You try to spend as little time in there as possible.
Have you got a cool... Does your boss give you a cool vest like the AFL boys?
Oh, shit, no. Jeez,
Joe.
No industrial fan or anything happening outside?
No, not at all. Nothing of that privilege, mate.
You're not dipping into the homeowner's pool just to cool off?
No, unfortunately, they probably wouldn't appreciate me jumping in there with my jocks on, mate.
All right, mate, appreciate it. Stay hydrated and get cool as soon as
mate,
you can.
Can I give you a double pass to see Adelaide United and Central Coast Mariners, right, Andy?
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Well done, mate.
Beautiful, mate. Thanks.
Let's go to Jason of... G'day, Jace.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Good.
Of Hewitt.
Hi, Jace.
All right, are you working as?
I'm a loader operator.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, gee, and no aircon.
Come on.
No aircon, bleeding, 57 degrees.
Stop.
Oh, gee.
That's got to be, that is courage at its best.
Actually, I'm going to go off on a tangent here, Jace. How do I get my little mate here a ticket to work with you? Because he's come back a little larger than normal, and I reckon 3 or 4 days in these conditions might get him back to playing weight.
Yeah, sort you out. Don't worry about that.
Oh, that's very nice. Brilliant. Oh, thanks for the call, mate. I don't know. Are you your own boss or is someone
else? No, the boss just pulled the pin. He said, look, it's too hot. So let's pull it up, which is good.
That's got to be a slab.
What's his nickname? Captain Obvious?
And Louis, I'm a Swan supporter. Swan.
Pirate Life. Another slab.
No!
Pick yourself up a slab of
You're
Pirate
not
Life,
bad.
Jace.
Jeepers.
Apologies to our lady callers.
Because you're the grand final.
It's our man. Well done. Hey, anyone who's still working out there, tonight's the key part, to be able to get in. No, seriously, Jazz. Look after yourselves because you're going to get up again and do it all again tomorrow, all right? So take care and don't end up like us.
The switchboard's
No worries.
Man. The phones are going off, Lou.
Thanks, Jace. Yeah, well, it's a tough one out there. We call, Jazz. They respond.
Hey, cheers to Pyro Life Brewing. They're opening their new brewery tap room March 2019. 45.8 degrees on what's going to go down as the hottest day in Adelaide on record with the rush hour. Charles and Louis here at Triple M.
Yeah, hotter than hell.
Jazz World, Jazz World.
Sugar-free diets, birthing tips, forgetting names.
Pull it down. First time in 2019, if you don't know this segment, it's a sneak peek into inside what makes a state icon tick. Just talk to me. What's going on?
Look, I apologise.
You're scattered, you're rattled, you're all over the shop today.
Like, I was up at 2 a.m. this morning.
What?
Now, it's not because of the heat.
No.
Is that I booked myself in a bike ride with a mate of mine this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh.
But I panicked because I didn't want to sleep in. I didn't want to let me mate down for a bike, young James there, for a bike ride. Now, got myself ready, got pumped my tyres up, and at 5 a.m. this morning, Marion bought me some new footy park type lights for my bike.
Would
that flash like a police car.
I don't like those ones. They almost they're so strobey that, I feel like I'm at Murph's Disco from the 80s.
Yes.
And they really they're off putting when you're driving.
But it's safety, Lou, especially that time of the morning.
And I need you.
I lit up the bloody West Beach caravan park, though, that bright. But I'll tell you what, Lou. We went for about a, 25-30K bike ride, and it was a nice little ride, and I really appreciate James because I don't really ride with too many people.
No.
It's nice to have someone to ride with and have a chat.
Not many people can keep up. So.
So I got home, and I was exhausted, Lou. So I've been up since 2 a.m. I tried to have a little nod before I come into the studio just to make sure I'm sharp for you and the family.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if my bottom lip, man, my bottom lip's definitely seized up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really trying to stay awake. I'm on, you know, Freddie's Canetto coffees.
Three times you've asked Murph how radio school went. and you look tired. Have you got radio school on? So you're just starting to repeat yourself.
And obviously now, and a lot of us aren't sleeping well due to the heat.
No, there's a great question being asked by our listening family out there right now is why the would you start your fitness campaign on a day where it's going to be record temperatures, let alone put yourself under that pressure of meeting somebody early in the morning and not wanting to let them down?
Well, exactly.
That is a recipe for disaster in your books.
Well, James, you know, he's locked it in, and you've got to, you know, once you say yes, you've got to commit.
Yeah, but
and that's the way I operate, Luke.
So this is where you've got to, like, the way, this is what disappoints
this
me
is
most.
How I move.
I know. Now, but once upon a time, You used to be able to read three or four plays ahead. Mm. You used to be able to scan,
you know,
take it all in. You should have said to James when the phone call came through Thursday. I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, but Lou,
I would have went to Luke Darcy on Ed McGuire. I wouldn't have thought so.
But Lou, I booked it last week.
Yeah, well, still.
Oh, and I didn't know it was going to be 45 today.
Well, everybody's...
Oh, everybody.
You didn't know. 4 days out, it was...
For 5 days, we've known this has been coming. 5 days! Have you ever heard of, wait for a move, breaking news?
A 7 day weather forecast.
There's
a part of me. There's a part of me that hoped that you had a heart attack and fell off your bike this morning under duress.
It'd be massive news.
Just for fun because you are being so silly.
No, it's look. We got through. It was tough. It was really tough this morning.
No, I love that. We got through. Do you get paid to do that?
Not at all.
No, so you've got to get through this show. This is the key part of your day that you need to be sharp for. Not at 6 a.m. for a bike ride.
I've got to hang
in
there.
Not at 2 a.m. when you've got to get up.
2 a.m.
and sweat on.
Oh, I started watching The Sopranos. Tony Soprano was knocking people off.
I just would wonder if management
couldn't get back to sleep.
Management could give us a minder.
You know, at the fan on.
A carer.
Or given the conditions of things.
On a skinny dip in the pool.
There's probably more than thongs being thrown at
him. Nude shower. Just trying to stay awake.
Well, that is enough, all right. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, in future, can you just check the weather?
Look, planning's very important in my life.
Yeah, it is.
46.2 degrees, the hottest day on record in Adelaide today with the rush hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Just before we get into chatting about what Port Adelaide might do with their captaincy role out at Alberton, Jars, can we get a cricket update, please? Sri Lanka, obviously first test against the Aussies up at the Gabba, day-nighter, pink.
Yep, 58 for three. So Sri Lanka just holding on. Tightly, but Australians are bowling a good line and length there. And young Richardson making his debut for his country, took his first wicket and celebrated like there was no tomorrow.
Certainly did. It was a good night. And Jai Richardson playing. Curtis Patterson also playing. Missing out was Will Pekowski, the young
audacious talent.
But the venue's empty, Lou.
Yeah. Until
which is
after
a poor
work.
Look.
It'll be up. It's an after
work gig.
I
hope so, Lou.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we know that Adelaide have gone down the dual captaincy role. And great news if you missed that. Obviously, Sloane is now captain, co-captain of the Crows with Tex. Boakey relinquished his hold on the role already out of Port Adelaide. They still yet to name what they're going to do. Obviously, the candidates are down to two, you would think, Ollie Warnes and Tommy Jonas. Do you think Port Adelaide, and bear in mind they have a great history of the captain wearing the number one, march to the beat of their own drum, will they sort of follow suit? And given the fact, and the only reason I ask you this, Charles, is Tommy Jonas plays awfully deep for a captain to have a lot of great impact.
Good point.
Whereas if you were to have the dual role, and if it were to be Ollie and Tom, you've basically got all bases covered.
I think Port Adelaide will follow Adelaide's move, historic move. I think Port Adelaide will go down and have co-captains because we did mention it the other day, it's too big a role. Now, if it's too big a role for a senior player like Tex, you can't just give it to Ollie Wines. If he's going to play midfield, he's still a young man in this brutal game.
Yeah, you don't want to burden him down, but at the same time too, it can lift them, rise them up. But I do, if Ollie is the man they want to eventually be it, nothing better than having someone like Tommy Jonas who is straight as an arrow.
Good cop, bad cop.
The whole set up again and can control an area for you.
Yeah.
While Ollie gets here and sort of leads by action, whereas Tom can be a bit more of a voice and also generate it around. My only concerns, and I think I've voiced this before, will they follow the bananas in pyjamas lead and have, as in B1, B2, captain one, captain two, and wearing the numbers and the initials that way? Because that's history there.
That's their proud tradition.
I'm being awfully flippant there, but on a serious note, you're changing up culture. For the first time ever, you're going to put two. And then also then you have the numbering system that they use because Boakey's gone back to 10 and the captain always wears one. Number one. You know, they're going to have to consult, have a look at whether they want to charter that course.
Yep.
But at the same time, I'm with you. I think it's no-brainers. When you've got guys that just aren't quite ready.
Yep.
But I think more so now that given the way footy's gone and the scrutiny that sits there, to have somebody to share that with, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Have we missed anyone though? Is there a Justin Westhoff that could become a captain?
Doesn't talk. Go Humphrey.
You know, he's been a superstar player. Is there anyone else in that team that we've missed or potentially could be a very good club captain?
I mean,
for
look, you'd have to be on the inside out there, but look, our own
Robbie Gray.
Robbie could easily probably be in that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Robbie one of those guys that wants to do all the extra stuff that comes with being a captain? You know, or is Robbie just more about the footy and let that do the talking? You know, again, not knowing, but I'm just looking on the outside. I don't think captaincy would sit with him in terms of what he would have to do externally. But I think as a player, absolutely deserving of an honour like that because his actions
he's a superstar.
Are out now. You know what I think about him. I rate him 5 or 6 in the comp. That's how good I think he is. So I don't know what they're going to do. I would hope that they don't let history hold them back. It's one of those periods. It's just where they're caught in between. Yeah. And I think the two beats one in this occasion for mine as well. And I'd like to see two dual captains. Yeah. And then that way we could have a great doubles match here in Adelaide between the Crows and Port Adelaide.
Be very good.
And just the two captains taking on that. And especially on Belfast Donut Day. You know, you got a teammate to help you out, Jar. Naturally, you'll represent us. I won't need to go. Oh, juice. The tweets keep on coming in. This is from a very loyal Port fan, Simon.
Simon.
Says, as a loyal Port supporter, I really don't want to see joint captains. Only one player gets the honour of the number one. A captain and a vice captain can do exactly the same thing as a joint.
Been some great players that have captained the great Russell Lee, but Timmy Ginever, Dom Cassisi, our boy.
But you're right, you can share that role. Treads, crack it.
Treads, our, yeah.
Matty Primus. And the history going way back too, throughout the great years.
Yes.
Unbelievable. All right. So Splash popped his head up too. El Presidente and Twitter family. And look, it's topical. Well, Adelaide is breaking heat records. Charles is attempting to break world records for most number of mispronounced words in one show.
He hasn't got world records on there. You just put that in there. Where's he been, old Sir Splash, the so-called prez of the Twitter family? Oh,
Jesus Christ, mate. 4 days back into a new year. Give him a break. He's up and about. He's clipped you.
Already. Yeah. Day four.
Yeah. You've got
day four.
You've got fatigue.
At least I put my hand
1-333-53. Give us a call. It is the birthday of the tinny.
Yes.
The can. Not the one on the water. The can. The one that the beer comes in. How old, Jazz? How old? I don't know. 70. What did I say?
80 years old, Lou.
It is. 84 years old today, 1935. Wow. All right. We want to know whether you're a Stubbies v. Cairns man.
Mm.
Are you still a Cairns man?
I'm a Cairns man.
Is there such a thing as a Cairns man?
I've got Cairns in the fridge as we speak.
You're a Cairns man.
Mm.
So you're, I have. You're a version of a talisman.
You're a stub, aren't you?
Well, I like Stubbies, but I love a real cold can.
Oh, yeah, there he goes.
All right. Are you a can man or a Stubby man?
We've got another new record at 3:36 this afternoon, 46.6 degrees.
Means here at the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, it means the beer is free at the Red Lion Hotel, Elizabeth North. Good time for us to give them a call out there. Let's see if we can get Stevie Boy on the line.
Stevie.
Can I speak to the owner, please? Steve, is that you, Stevie?
That's me. How you going?
All right. Now, you're the crazy man who has offered free froffies once it hit 46 degrees today at the Red Lion Hotel out at Elizabeth North. I would suggest business is brisk.
Yeah, there's a few around the place at the moment. That, you know, we've got a capacity as well, so we feel sorry for the poor guys online at the moment, but we're keeping them refreshed with water.
Nice. Now, talk us through the idea. So where did it start at the temperature, and how did it all sort of work out with your costings to be able to just give a bit back to the people on this such hot weather?
Costings? What are they?
Oh hello.
Louis, an old publican, Stevie Boy.
The old cost of sales, Stevie Boy. Jeez.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you something. Look, it's been quite phenomenal. People get knocked off work usually on the roads and the council workers at about 38 degrees, and I'm in Elizabeth North, so if they're not on compo, they're working and getting knocked off at 38 degrees. So we start at 38, we send the beers out for $4 there. It goes up to 40, and you can have a beer for $3.
Yep.
42, you can have it for a buck. And 45 degrees, it's on the house.
How good's that? So your temperature gauge, is that's got security around it? Because I'm suggesting some smart clientele would probably put the heat to that to make sure it stayed up over 45 for a long time.
Actually, it's worked the opposite. They've been looking at a tablet. We're probably 10 minutes into 45 degrees before they realise. So, it's all fair. We're doing it with a smile because the publicity we've had today nationally, you can't really buy. So
it's
probably cost us a few kegs, but people know we're here now.
No, we love it, mate. Giving a bit back to the community on such a really stinking hot day.
We'll see you soon, Stevie.
No worries, Jazz. Thanks, guys.
All right, mate. Great work. As I said, the Red Lion Hotel out at Elizabeth North.
Just imagine going back to $1 a schooner. Good old days, Lou.
The 6 o'clock swill. there it is.
If you're brilliant.
Floating around out there, Jazz. Sorry, I talked over.
That's okay.
Can I get a cricket score? Because I've just seen on the big screen here in the studio, we've jagged another wicket.
Jai Richardson bowling beautifully. And what an emerging young talent. 58 for 4 Sri Lanka at the moment in the day-night game up there. This will be all over in 2 days.
All right. Thank you very much. Of course, taking on Sri Lanka. It is the birthday of the beer can. 1935. 84 years young today. We're asking and looking for Adelaide's best can man. And I think we might have him on the phone right now.
Hayden from Sefton Park. G'day, Hayden.
How you going, mate?
Can man.
You like him, Haydos the cans.
Yeah, go to Cairns, go to Hahn Super Dry 3.5.
Yeah, mid-strength, yep.
So, good boy.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. And why the can, not the glass? Because I was always one growing up that I could start on the cans and transfer across to the stubs, but I couldn't go from stubs back to cans.
Yeah, I suppose when it come, you know, to get kids around the place and it was just a bit safer having the cans, they couldn't knock them over and break them.
Oh, how clever is
that?
Yep, no waste.
And, so that's sort of how it started, I think.
And you're on the cans now, are you,
Hayden? Yeah, I'm on the cans in the shed doing a bit of work.
Tell you what, life expectancy.
And I've got one thing to say. The cricket calling of the scores, it's got to be the wickets and then the runs.
Thank you, Hayden.
Thank you, mate.
I mean, take the silver spoon out of your mouth, the plum from up your bum, and stop pronouncing it like that's the only thing. You've had a shocking day in the pronunciation today.